Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet. I'm the founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We're a syndicated Boston-based internet radio station. We're actually a station, which is an amazing thing. We produce shows, we have live video, the whole thing. And wherever you listen to shows, any of your podcast directories, we are there. So you can choose and you can ask Alexa as well to play Dream Vision 7 radio. And voila, you're listening to whatever's programmed at that time. So we are so happy to have you all listening in. This is a live show. Bob is in the house, and our toll-free number is 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. Bob will put you right through if you have a question or a comment for myself or our guest, who is Dominique. Dom, we will say, Brightman. He's a DTM, Maxwell Leadership Certified Coach, Speaker, author, and trainer from Baltimore, Maryland. And he empowers and equips others to share their stories. He actually he's an active member of Toastmasters International, and he was the youngest area director in that region at the age of 23. And acquired the highest award the organization offers, the Distinguished Toastmaster DTM. So we want to hear about that. And he has, we're going to talk about 5 keys to advance your awareness. He has a couple of books, Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself, and the bestseller, Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success. And on top of all that, he has his own podcast, Going North. So without further ado, come right into the show. Welcome to Love by Intuition, Dom.
Woohoo! Thank you, Deb. Appreciate you having me on.
Yes, yes, you connected. And so we are connected and we're good. So anyway, I would love to hear you talk about, you know, as you travel through your journey, your life, you know, what are the things that really uplifted you? What changed your direction to going north? And I also want to hear your dad was part of this as well. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got all, how it all started.
Oh, sure thing. Well, first, before even that, I just want to thank you, Deb, for the opportunity. Great to be on your wonderful program, because you are one heck of an entrepreneur yourself with all the creativity you got out there and all the folks you help out. And actually, funny enough, that even ties into my pleasure, Dave. Actually, ties into my journey, because I've had help from great folks that are decades ahead of me. I like to jokingly say that even though I was born yesterday, I stayed up all night because I usually pay attention to those who were far ahead of me in the journey and saw what I could learn from them and apply it to my own life to where I am today and where I'm going, because I was a quiet kid who found his confidence thanks to basically growing up as a church boy. My father would always take me to church every Sunday, and being in a Baptist church basically from 8 a.m. to basically 3, sometimes 4 p.m. basically at the church every Sunday, from Sunday school to service and sometimes evening service. And just getting those foundational principles, and then eventually to the fact that thanks to being in the church when I got into my teenage years, discovered I had a voice, thanks to folks giving me these compliments and asking me to be a part of different plays and play these different roles. And they're like, hey, you, who the heck is that guy? And I raised his man, like, hey, you look freaking 15. How do you sound like you're 30? And it's just it's just one heck of a wonderful journey. Definitely, my dad is definitely one of my biggest role models because he always worked hard. My mom, she's also, I like to call my first ever life coach, because when it came to developing as a speaker, she always wanted me to do my best at all times and always would want me to focus. So like one of the major things that she would tell me to do before going to school was, hey, Dom, what's the word of the day? Focus. And I'm like, yeah, it's focus. Yep, I know the word. And that focus just led to a whole bunch of focusing in different areas, from being in the library, working there part-time, to getting to college, getting an IT degree, and getting promoted after getting that degree, to eventually reading so many books, being a metaphorical guinea pig since they were nonfiction self-help books, to becoming the guinea pig that actually took some advice from those books and decided to create my own version of success by having a wonderful podcast, being a best-selling author, and heck, even being honored to be in one of those best-selling books with you, Deb, Trapped Happy, that came out, my God, three years ago now.
I know. And so from Sacred Stories, and I'm with you on the books because I love reading, and I've got to have more than 1,000 books. What drove you, or what attracted you to reading? Is it because you kind of escaped to another whole? That's what happens with me. I'm really get into that book and absorb it and feel it. Is that what you do as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. And really, it's just for me, it's just really all about growth, because I'd say 95% of what I read is usually nonfiction books. And I've noticed that a lot of folks who are really high performing individuals, those who are really at the top of their fields, they usually read nonfiction material to keep their mindset right and to focus on staying positive and finding new ways to sharpen their craft, whether that's a stand-up comedian all the way to an actor or an actress or even a professional speaker or even an executive coach. And really, books are really knowledge. It's like caves of knowledge in a way, because I remember this wonderful story about how there's this big statue. It's a good story with a good ending, but a bad beginning, because apparently some Buddhist monks were being attacked, and they had this big, giant golden Buddha statue. And they covered the statue with this mud that stayed on the statue for years, and sadly, even though the village was destroyed, the statue was preserved. And years and years later, after somebody was doing something around the statue, they saw some light and found out, oh, wow, this is a giant gold statue here. And it's like books are like that. The book cover is the metaphorical mud, and the pages within are that gold within that can help you advance to a new level, or heck, even be entertained in a way to really escape a bit from what's going on in the outside world. Because I know a lot of folks are going through a lot, and it seems that sometimes it can pile on when it rains or pours, and sometimes when there's a drought, you're calling for rain.
Yes, I love the way you describe that, because it is true. The outer cover is like that clay, and then the gold is inside. So I love that. I'm going to remember that, Dom. Thank you. And so how do you, you're always positive, and you're always up with a lot of humor since I've met you. How do you personally stay in that space when everything in the times, the unprecedented times that we are living in?
Solid question. One of the major ways I like to stay positive is really just making sure I really avoid the news. At least the news that they put on regular cable TV. I usually try to usually just headlines on different parts of Twitter, different parts of Twitter where there's trending news, see what's trending and seeing the articles behind, like making sure it's a .org site as opposed to a .com website, making sure that it's from sources that are actually verified, not just saying, oh, blue check mark, it's real, like anybody can buy a blue check mark now. And just really making sure that I have a positive word in my mind, not only when I start my day, but the day before. So always focusing on having something positive playing in my ears through my headphones, whether that's a positive song or even a short podcast or even a short audiobook, like having a sleep timer on to go off at least a good 30 minutes after playing. So that way I'm not going through the whole night with something in my ears, because I know sleep is a major problem, like the lack of sleep and insomnia. And what can contribute to that is really sometimes listening to noise while you're asleep. It's really, because I've noticed that I've slept through the night with audiobooks playing all through the night and be on repeat. I would wake up groggy afterwards, but then there would be some nights where I would just go to sleep after a good workout with nothing in the background, and I would wake up refreshed. So just that small difference alone.
Absolutely, because we do our bodies and minds and brains, all they regenerate, they quiet down, they heal. That's when all the magic happens, when we're sleeping. So I'm glad to hear that you do not do that anymore. But it's But it's true that you know, I think it's important to know, like you mentioned, the headlines. I think it's important to know what's going on in the world, but we can't stay in that space. I think the space we need to move into is to, and I talk about this all the time, is to build the self-love and compassion within ourselves, because a compassionate person does not want to harm another individual. And this is, and I'm not talking about war, I'm talking about the, you know, trying to annihilate ourselves with what goes on. But the bottom line is, what I'm saying is, if we stay in a compassionate, loving self, we love others. We have compassion for others. We embrace different cultures, different people that don't look like us, or whatever it may be. And then I think, and I'm sure you agree with this, once you start to help others in some way, whether it's a .org, an organization, people that need help in any way, that's what fills us up with the love and the compassion. And this is, I think, where we're going. Eventually, hopefully, eventually, the majority of us will be resonating in that space that I'm speaking of, and not the latter. I think it's important to talk about it, because it is there, but it can't stay there. Would you agree?
Oh, with two thumbs up, I agree.
Okay. You want to add anything to that? Like, how do you see the world?
You're definitely right, because the thing is, people need people. And the drawback to that is especially with, like, nonprofit organizations and volunteer organizations and any leadership or helping capacity, the best part about the organizations are usually the people. And the worst part is usually the people, because when it comes to organizations and groups, people leave people. They don't leave the organizations, because they may have had that bad boss, or maybe they had that toxic colleague that would just walk into a room and then it would just turn into a horror movie instantly, if internally with folks. And really, it's all about helping one another and being that positive light. Heck, even one of the things I usually like to remind myself, various affirmations, one of them is that I will greet this day with love in my heart. And that's from the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, is just making sure as you go through the day, even though it sometimes can be easier said than done at times, it's better to try to greet the day with love in your heart. And sometimes that love may be the tough love of speaking truth to others in that love, because sometimes we're all human. We tend to forget that, hey, different places requires different behavior, and different behavior may not apply to certain people where they're like, oh yeah, I'm the same everywhere. And it's like, if you're a jerk everywhere, then someone needs to put the mirror in front of them and realize, oh, might want to change that, buddy, and get some assistance with that. So really, it's all about helping each other out and just greeting the day with love in your heart and making sure that you try to keep the main thing, and focusing on helping one another as opposed to trying to stab each other in the back or using folks as stepping stones. We should use setbacks and failures as stepping stones and not each other.
Absolutely. Well said. Well, we're up on a break, and everyone stay with us. We'll be back more with Dom, and we're going to talk about five keys to advance your awareness and a lot of other things, because this show is for you out there, the listener, to help you have a better day, a better life, and find ways within yourself what really excites you. And when you run with that excitement, it's either of a business or a product or something that materializes, and it makes your heart sing. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Royd DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids Children's Book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back. And for those that are listening, pass the show on and check out our website. It's Dream Visions, all one word with an F on the end, the number 7radio.com. Take a look at all our glorious hosts. I always say glorious because they are. And they're all here wanting to help you have a better life, whether it's yourself personally, your family, kids, your day-to-day, work things, all kinds of different topics, all designed for all of us. Today we are with Dominique Brightman, and he is going to talk with us about five keys to advance your awareness. And before we start, I wanted to give out his web address. It's Dom, D-O-M. Brightman is bright with M-O-N.com. DomBrightman.com. And so those five keys to advance your awareness, tell us what that is, or start with the first one, Dom.
Woohoo, sure thing, Deb. And the first one is...
I love your energy. I love your energy.
I kind of blame you for that, since you're a fellow DB.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Heck yeah, indeed. And heck, that kind of even ties in positively with the first, a mental awareness. And the thing is, some folks may be like, yeah, advance your awareness, mental awareness. Like, why is awareness in a title? Well, the thing is, it all stems from the big, huge cloud of self-awareness. Because when it comes to really being aware of yourself, and that's really knowing where you are internally, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, it really entails all those areas of your whole one life that you have to live. And being aware of your mind is really where it truly begins, because mindset is everything. Because in your mind, if you can really think it, you can really become it. There's a wonderful quote by Jeffrey Gittimer that says, live it until you advance. Or the more liked version, fake until you make it. And if you can really act as if in your mind and eventually make things happen, you'll eventually have those things. Because one of the major things in my life that I made manifest into reality was becoming a published author by doing an activity where I would write my own obituary, where at the end I mentioned I was going to be a best-selling author of multiple books. So I had in my mind that what I was going to accomplish was going to happen. And it eventually happened. And yes, there are some setbacks along the way, and there's going to be some times when you have negative thoughts. And to combat those negative thoughts, one of the things that I had to do was just make a list of different names of different people I told my goals to, so that way not only those who truly stay connected with me can hold me accountable to my goals, but also it's that way to remind myself, hey, I told these folks I was going to do this thing, and if I don't get it done, then I would basically be a hypocrite or a liar. So let me make sure I get this activity done, get this goal accomplished off the list, and just really focusing on kind of touching on what we touched about before the break of helping others. One way to help others is by being your best self and doing things that you say you're going to do, because that'll give you a new level and a new layer of confidence, to where the more confident you are, the more you'll eventually do and the more you'll eventually become.
Yes. And I think it's so important to believe, like you believed that you were going to write a book. And whatever it may be, whether it's a particular job or being an author or bringing in the abundance, whatever it may be, if we truly believe it, like childlike belief, that we will believe, yes, it's going to happen, then it will. Because we're putting our energies and we're believing. And a lot of people, if you ask them, they may say they believe. But back in the mind, there's some little, you know, tidbit that's holding them back. And that's for all of us. It's not just some people. We all do that. The mind is the power. We can really create the life that we want or what we don't want. And you made a good point, because during all this time where you're believing and you're working or you're creating, whatever that may be, there's ebbs and flows. That's life on earth. Ebbs and flows, ups and downs. It's just part of the journey, but you never give up. So I'm glad that you shared that. So what's the next one?
The next one is influence awareness, being aware of what's influencing you. And this kind of is a extra add-on to mental awareness, because it's all about that wonderful brain care, being aware of what you're putting in front of your mind and in your mind, because we usually take things in from our eyes and our ears. And funny enough, learned a couple years ago that the eyes are the only external part of our brain, and they can absorb millions and millions of images in milliseconds. And just the power that our eyes have alone, it just really speaks a thousand words. That even applies to why a lot of big brands out there, they have certain logos that stand out, like McDonald's with the golden arches. If you see those golden arches, you're going to think of McDonald's, unless you're a big fan of Coming to America and you think about McDonald's with the golden arches, or even Starbucks with the mermaid, and of course the Nike swoosh. It's like those logos. You don't even need to see the word. You see that logo, you know it's that company, that organization. And just with what you hear, like good music is definitely good for you, especially instrumental music, sometimes classical music. Smooth jazz is a favorite of mine as well, to get you in that creative zone, in that creative space. And it's being aware of what surrounds you and having your environment, your climate ready for success, or even your environment ready for calm. Sometimes success is just having a good night's sleep, having a great day where you get things done. It may not be your whole to-do list, because to-do lists are the Great Wall of China size right now. And it just may be getting enough things done where you can say, you know what, I didn't get everything done, but I got enough done to where I feel satisfied with myself for the day. I can have good rest and try again tomorrow to get even more done. So it's really all about having that climate for that success, a climate for that calm, a climate just for that satisfaction.
Very good. And it's so true. You know, all that you're sharing, and I love your tips and such, so they're all very good to all incorporate. So, and now are we on the third one coming up?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The hat trick, the third one. That's right, indeed. And I guess it spells out mitts. Maybe like oven mitt or baseball mitt, only with one T, though. Because the third one is time awareness, being aware of your time. And the thing about self-awareness, it's about knowing where you are in terms of time, of being really aware of it. Because there's the big wonderful two words of time management, the big topic that's out there. It's like, oh, yeah, we have 168 hours in a week, and we have to try to manage the best we can if we have a regular 9 to 5 and then the 5 to 9 and then God knows what else. Oh, yeah, and then there's good sleep, too, if you really want to be at your best. And the thing is, it's really a fallacy when you think about managing time, because the thing is, we all have the same amount of time, but it's really our attention that we have to manage with our time, because you could wake up with a wonderful plan to take on the day, and then life punches you in the face if you get on the social media on your smartphone and you're distracted and you're scrolling, God forbid, doom scrolling for like 10 to 15 minutes, and then it takes you another 20 minutes to get reacclimated back to where you needed to refocus. And it's really about managing your attention. So time awareness is being aware of your time by managing where your attention goes, just making sure that you truly focus on doing things that will help you to get the most out of your day as opposed to getting through the day.
Very good. Do you have, I know for myself, and then as we age, it seems to crop up more, where, and it's the mind that's creating it, but the anxiety that you don't have enough time. Have you experienced that? Maybe not, but I know I have.
Yeah, it's actually scary, in fact, because I was listening to a speech by Dr. Eric Thomas, and he was in a school, and he was talk about how the janitors and the adults in the back were agreeing with him, because he was like, oh yeah, you go to bed, graduate from high school, you go to bed, and then you wake up, you're 30, and then you go to bed at 30, wake up, you're 40, and then you wake up the next day and you're 50. And like, that's kind of how it feels like now. It feels like days are hours, weeks are days, and months are weeks. That's what it feels like at the moment. And I jokingly sometimes say I should probably go back to school so that way time might slow down for me, because after getting my IT degree, it felt like time just kept rapidly advancing. And that's another reason why I say that time management is really a fallacy, because you can't really manage it, because management is really all about managing your attention, what you do in that moment and being where you are in that moment, because time flies when you're having fun, and time moves like a snail when you don't want it to, especially if you still have a 9 to 5, you're at the last 5 minutes of your shift.
Yes, isn't it funny how you do that? And I know with myself, if there's a number of things to be done separate from work related, that you feel, or you have an appointment, or you're helping one of the kids or something, and the kids are your priority, then you're like, oh my gosh, can I do, I don't have enough time. Da, 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 da. But that's all in your mind. Your mind is creating those thoughts. And what I found, someone was one of, my show is almost 20 years old. It's 19. And one of my first guests, she was amazing, and she would say, present moment, perfect moment. And when you actually say that and slow yourself to say it, for some reason, you always end up with extra time. And so those are the, you know, that's something that you can do. But, I mean, I am guilty of creating, you know, oh, my gosh. And today was one, and I ended up with a whole extra hour that I didn't think I would have. So this is what happens with the the human mind. We're just funny like that. Excuse me. So go on to the, I think it's the fourth one, and I'll have a little sip of water.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the goody sippy sip on sip. So we got the wonderful mitt, we got the mental awareness, the influence awareness, the time awareness, and the fourth one is going to be connection awareness. It's where you ask yourself the question, is your wonderful internal Wi-Fi signal open to meeting great, wonderful people that will help you, and that you in turn can help in return just for the heck of it. Because one of the things that, like, it might have even been prayers from my family or whatever, but I still remember back when I was the new kid in school, it was seventh grade, and I wasn't good at making friends back then. I wasn't the outgoing guy you would hear on the microphone today. And it was near the end of a lunch period, and one of the guys invited me over to sit with his friends. And to this day, still, I'm still friends with those guys today because one guy put his hand out, and I decided to say yes. I will welcome that opportunity. Like, yeah, all right, cool. And it's like, hey, he was showing himself to be friendly, and we're still friends to this day, and can't believe it's been 20 years now since that opportunity. And they were upperclassmen too, so they Amazing. Gave me a leg up on what to expect in the following grade, so that way I wouldn't suck as bad when it comes to testing.
Oh, gee. But isn't that amazing how someone helped you, and this happens all the time, but someone helped you 20 years ago and you still remember it. That's such a profound message, I think, for people that listen to the shows, because, you know, if you want to make a difference in someone's life, you can help them now, and then 10, 20 years later, they're still holding, you know, the beauty of what you shared with them. So that I love that, John. That's so neat.
Woohoo!
Yes, it's right. So so you shared with them, and they realize, and that's why you've been friends so long, that they really made an impact on your life.
Well, yeah, definitely to this day, and we always love helping each other out. Funny enough, even mm-hmm. One of them actually finally got married last year to his high school sweetheart after all this time, because they were both in their separate directions trying to get their plans knocked out before they tied the knot, and they tied the knot now. So the sky is no longer the limit. It's past the sky now. We're going to Mars, Venus, the Moon, and maybe Pluto, so Pluto can get some more attention again.
There you go. we need to take our last break. So hang in there, and when we come back, we'll hear that last key. And I want to hear. I want you to share your Going North podcast. What happens with that, and how people can listen in, and we'll see what else crops up. So we'll be back in a moment, everyone.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, chaos to clarity, and crappy to happy, you'll love crying and laughing through mayhem to miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And there's still some time to call in if you'd like. Bob is here waiting for you. The toll-free number is 833-220-1200. You can call in right now and talk to Dom. So don't be shy, 833-220-1200, but hurry up because the time flies. And I wanted to just put out there that the Paper Doll Kids children's book is hardcover. I love that it's hardcover because you can hold it while you're reading to the kids, and it's really strong and sticks together. I don't know, I'm stuck on the hard covers. And then also, so get your copy because it's quite an adventure and it's really fun and it inspires not only the kids but the adults as well. And then check out on my page, Love by Intuition, on the Dream Vision 7 site. You'll see the 3 books. It's a series by Sacred Stories of Transformation and Crappy to Happy. Too Happy is there. Both Dom and I are in there with our stories. I think there's 20 to 30 co-authors in that. And then there's the mayhem that you just heard. And then there's one more that I can't think of right at the... Do you remember what the third one is? Crappy to Happy, Miracles, Mayhem to Miracles, and then what's the third one?
Oh, yeah, Chaos to Clarity. I think that was the first one.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, all right. So check those out as well. One of the main authors is Kat Cannabis, who has her own show, Dreaming Healing, with us. So let's, before we lose time, let's talk about the 5th key to advance your awareness.
Sure thing. The thumb to put it all together. Habit awareness. Habit awareness. And they... you had the visual in your head, didn't you?
Yes.
It's like, hey, we have a full glove, a full hand now. And the thing is, it's really, I jokingly say we have the thumb now, but yeah, the habits kind of hold the rest of them together, because when you're intentionally connecting with wonderful people and you got self-care in mind with your wonderful environment and having that right climate and being aware of your time and having the right mindset, like combining all those together, you'll definitely set yourself up for success. And one of my favorite habits to this day, and this may even be a nice little spin on the gratitude journal for those who may have gotten bored with it, is to create a victory log. And this is actually after interviewing Sam Leibowitz, who actually wrote a book called Everyday Awakening. He mentioned how when he coaches some of his clients, he would have them write down their wins, and aka their victories, for 90 days. So that way they would get a confidence boost. And it could be the smallest thing of waking up early, to getting to work on time, to actually entering in your password correctly on your software over at your home office. So guesting on Deborah's show, even though the full moon may have a delay effect with daylight savings and tries to make you late. Like, still being able to have big wins from no matter how small or how big, just documenting all of those victories. And then after a while, you get to look back on them and you have this journal of proof of the things that you've done and how you've won. And you get to refer to that. Heck, even adding possible thank you note you may have gotten from folks, heck, even positive social media posts. There are some times where folks have said some kind words to me on social media, and I just kept it as a screenshot, and that's in my little reminder folder. Like, hey, Dom's a pretty cool guy. He's cooler than two cucumbers. Why be cooler than one cucumber? So it's just wonderful habits like that.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that, because that didn't even dawn on me with someone that says something kind and inspiring about you to take a screenshot and save it for yourself. I mean, that's a neat idea.
That's right. You get to build up a whole case of proof of why you are freaking awesome.
Right. So tell us about your Going North podcast. I know it has received some awards in the self-help area and ranked in the top 10. Tell the listeners what it's about and what kind of guests you have on, things of that sort. And how do they find you to listen to it?
Oh, sure thing. Well, to simplify, the best way I know how, it's a show interviewing authors to inspire listeners to become authors, because the thing is, the youngest guest I've had on my show thus far was 13 years old, and the eldest guest I've had on the show thus far was 80. So the name of the game, 8 to 80, interviewing authors all over the world to really bridge the gap of, hey, you have a story that you want to share, get out there and share it, especially in this wonderful book boomer era that we're in. We had the baby boom in the 1900s. Well, thanks to COVID, after the year 2020 and the year 2020, we got the book boomer age, where folks had that time and they put their books out there and they made progress to getting it done. And the goal of the show is to interview over 1,000 authors across the globe, and I'm about 790 so far, and I was even honored to have Deborah Bouvet on the podcast as well. So for those who want to hear her episode and hundreds of others, head over to goingnorthpodcast.com. That's goingnorthpodcast.com. And if you have apps, it's on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, all the podcasting apps too, and heck, even YouTube. So if you don't want to go to a good old website, that's on any podcast listening app that you can find.
Very good. Very good. So you're close to making it happen with your 1,000. Wow. That's good stuff. Good stuff. So you're proof that you've made a goal and you've, you know, you're succeeding and you're making it happen. But I'm also sure that you're listening to higher guidance and the messages that we all receive when we are tuned in or we're paying attention. So would you agree with that? And do you receive messages and where they're guiding you and you're like, oh, I need to go in this direction, or, oh, I need to call that person?
Oh, of course, definitely. Heck, even one fun question I even like to ask folks up here on the podcast is that if their book were a food, what would it be and why? Because it gets them laughing at first. And they're like, hey, I have never heard that question in my freaking life. And then it gets them thinking about food, and it's kind of a fun way to get them out of their shell, and then it leads into different conversations, because right now a lot of folks are going through a lot of issues right now, and if you just make folks smile and even get a laugh, if they get a good laugh or even a good chuckle that they probably haven't had in a good while, then hey, that's definitely one step in the right direction. So yeah, it's really all about higher guidance, and it doesn't have to be 6 foot tall guidance either. It could be like 5 foot one guidance.
Yes. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, and I'd like to hear, what would you like to leave the listeners with?
Sure thing. Well, thanks again, Deb, for having me on your wonderful program. Indeed, it's an honor to be on here, because you do a lot of great work yourself. You are far from a slouch. You are a freaking role model in this era, age right here. I'm telling you.
Thank you, Doug.
Oh, my pleasure indeed. And just a closing message, just to really, I'd say, I keep the challenge. I'd say encourage 5 random people a day. It doesn't even have to be in person if you're one of those working from home folks still. Like, sending a kind word to somebody, remind them that they truly matter, because we all truly matter. If you're listening right now, you truly matter. And sometimes you just need those 1 to 4 reminders. So find 5 random people, give them some encouragement today, and that'll help them to keep moving on to the point where they might even want to run for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What do you see for yourself in the next few years?
Next few years, definitely full-time entrepreneurship, 3 more books out minimum, working on a online course and a book right now to help folks start a podcast, and definitely probably a lot more travel too, definitely on the surface level. So probably higher growth to be able to do what I'm doing at a larger scale, because right now I'm still balancing, I'm doing a little balancing act right now, the side hustle and the full-time employment. So we'll, in the next few years, I'll be that wonderful big giant tree giving positive shade to people in the summertime.
Wow. Oh, I love that. We were just talking about trees and messages earlier on Dr. Bernie's show, so that you tie right into that. Where do you want, you said travel, where do you want to go?
Oh, definitely overseas to Japan. That's been on the bucket list for a while. Definitely want to see some of the temples. Bonus points if I can get there around cherry blossom season as well, and heck, even check out some of the technology there too. A bit of a gamer, not as big as I was years ago when I had more time being a high school and college student, but hey, still definitely want to check out the sites there and probably check some more of the U.S. of A, do some backyard travel as well. So yeah, around the globe or around the pancake if you're a flat earther.
That's cute.
Extra well, I'm to my visit Canada.
Yeah, I'm actually going to, when I think of you, I am going to think of you in Japan. And if I do that enough, you will end up going to Japan sooner than you would think. So I'm going to think Dom is going to Japan and seeing all the temples and everything. And you do the same, and it will happen sooner. You don't have to wait another 5 years for it to come to fruition.
Woohoo! I receive. Thank you, delightful Bib.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I've thought of you so often, so I'm glad that you came on the show, and I'd love to offer you Book of the Month for April, and you get all these types of promotions through Book of the Month. Which one would you really like, the Going North or the Stay the Course, to be April's Book of the Month?
You know what? I guess we'll go with Stay the Course. Definitely, that's a more polished version. That became a bestseller. And hey, folks want to stay focused on what they want to accomplish. So, yep, let's go with Stay the Course.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that. So everyone, you can get in the drawing. Certainly, you can buy the book. But the idea of, if you win in the drawing, you can give that as a gift. And I think there's nothing more exciting than to give the gift of a book, you know, starting at 2 years old or even younger. And I'm sure that you're with me on that thought process. So thank you again, Dom, for coming on the show. It's been an honor to have you. And everyone, listen to the show again. Pass it on. Think about the different points that Dom has made, the 5 keys, and implement that even one at a time in your world. So until we come together again, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love?
Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.